Welcome to Believe in Betting. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, sports fans, I am Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. We have a special edition coming up near the All-Star break, Major League Baseball today. We're going to talk about how we can make money over the All-Star break and the dead time in sports betting. Yeah, we'll get into that. Again, I'm Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. Go check me out at TomBartonSports.com. Running a couple specials right now. If you say that you heard me right here, you're going to get some good specials over at TomBartonSports.com. Check me out over on the X at TomBartonSports. I love to interact with everybody on X or the old Twitter, if you want to say that. And go contact me at TomBartonSports@gmail.com if you want to be a part of the show. So, look, the All-Star game has become sort of a joke. The All-Star game is, it really is. It's one of those maddening times for a sports bettor. I always take my time, and people ask me, you know, what do you do during the year? And I go, look, I don't have a day off. You know, I just don't have a day off. And there's 3 days right around the All-Star break that you can make some money, right? There's 3 days that you could kind of say, you can't make some money. There's 3 days that you can kind of take off over the course of the year. I always like to start looking at NFL futures plays, really digging in, more time to watch tape, looking at the college football landscape. I'll even dive into the college basketball landscape. It gives you time to kind of unwind. But what I think a lot of people usually don't do is they don't look at the baseball schedule as well. Look at the schedule. Look at the guys that are coming up on their innings limit. Look at the teams that have a lot of those players. We get so captivated and thrown into the mix with just the idea of the trade deadline. Who's going where? Where will they be? The trade deadline gets everybody fixated on what might happen when what is happening right in front of their face sometimes is lost. As sports bettors, it's something that we have to make sure that we don't fall into that trap, and oftentimes we do. Now, that is my advice for long term. That's my advice for what you should do over the next 3 days as a sports bettor. Start to focus on NFL or college football. Break it down a little bit. Start to get ahead of yourself. Kind of do the homework, if you will. Also looking at Major League Baseball, second half of the season, start to see who's good in the first half, who's good in the second half. A guy like Paul Goldschmidt had a terrible first half. All of a sudden, I hit the home run market on him a couple of times this week at really good odds. You know, he's a guy. Traditionally, you have numbers to go on. You have numbers to go on guys that have never thrown more than 150 innings this year. They're not going to go to 180, 185, 190, you know, 200 innings. I'm talking to you like a guy like Chris Sale, right? I'm talking to you, the rookie pitchers out there. So it's something to pay attention to. But if you are intent on making money this weekend, you start to look at prop plays, and I know a lot of people do that. The All-Star game, they don't care. They're having fun. It's not something at all. I mean, Cal Ripken got, you know, given a meatball, right? It's not something that you really want to go out there and try to make money on. Not in the All-Star game. I've done it maybe twice in the last 10 years. You know, and it was all on totals. The futures game is probably the most exciting. That's going to be the most fun. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be excellent. Oh, great. I don't know if you can really make money on that either. But the home run derby is something that everybody seems to throw their money in. Home run derby, people absolutely love to be involved in. And even if I am not going to professionally tell any of my clients to go out there and bet it, hey, I might throw a couple bucks on it because it's a standalone. It's fun. I have a 10-year-old son. You know, you sit down with him. You go, okay, let's watch the home run derby. We play home run derby. Even with my 6-year-old daughter, we play home run derby. It gets fun. It gets to, hey, you know what? I'll throw couple of bucks on this. If I'm normally $1,000 better, hey, maybe I'll throw $50, $100 on it. I'm not going to throw too much, but you can have a little fun with it. So with that being said, let's look at the home run derby odds. Pete Alonso is plus 300. Adolis Garcia is plus 425. Marcelo Ozuna plus 450. Gunnar Henderson is 5-1. Bobby Witt Jr. is 7-1. Teoscar Hernandez is 10-1. Jose Ramirez, 13-1, and Alec Bohm, 15-1. So those are your participants. Alonso, Garcia, Ozuna, Henderson, Witt, Hernandez, Ramirez, and Bohm. And I can tell you, a lot of people feel like some of these guys shouldn't be there. Look, before we go into the home run derby and stuff, look, let's just set the stage here. Gunnar Henderson belongs here. He's got 27 home runs. Marcelo Ozuna belongs here. He's got 23 home runs. Jose Ramirez belongs here. He's got 23 home runs. Pete Alonso belongs here with his 18, but Pete Alonso has won this thing twice, so sure, he could go. Bobby Witt, they want to make, you know, the face of the of baseball, and he's a good representative of it, sure, but he's only got 15 home runs. He's not known as a power guy. You know, Hernandez is more of a power guy. And Alec Boehm has 11. I mean, he's just not a power guy at all. So we bring up Pete Alonso. You know, I read a funny tweet out there. It said Pete Alonso playing in the home run derby is kind of like, you know, the super seniors, the college kid coming back to hang out with the 12th graders. Yeah, I mean, that's what it sort of feels like. But look, he has won the thing twice. He's made a name for himself, and he's made money being the derby guy. And now it gives everybody a shot to kind of target him, right? It gives us all somebody to chase down and somebody to go after. Now, with the new format of the derby this year, which it is a brand new format, I think Alonso gets helped out. In years past, rounds were timed, right? Which Alonso, you know, has that swing. Now they're 3 minutes or 40 pitches, whichever comes first. So it's just whatever you hit in that. That means, you know, you're not going to get as tired as quickly. They're really not. You know, the Alonso rule, I guess, is to kind of stop him. It's also, I guess, helps out the non-home run hitters, right? Because you don't have to just, oh, man, I hit three out all of a sudden. No, everybody got the same amount of time, right? Everyone's got it. So it's kind of interesting. Each one of these guys has a claim to it. Look, I don't have to make the debate for Pete Alonso. He's won the thing twice. He's got 18 home runs. He is one of the better home run hitters in all of baseball. I don't have to make the case for Pete Alonso to win this thing, but he's the favorite. And at 3-1, I'm not doing that. I'm not laying 3-1. You know, that's crazy. Aldolis Garcia, plus 425. Look, he's got the swing to do it, guys. Right? I mean, Garcia has that violent, somewhat uppercutty kind of swing. He's got it to do it. But again, at 425, I don't know. It doesn't grab me. Marcell Ozuna at 450 is interesting. And Ozuna came out and said, you know, he wanted to lift the ball out of the ballpark. He wanted to get 30 home runs by the All-Star break. He was trying to hit the home runs. He admitted that he was trying to go deep in these games. He's changing his swing. I don't like any of that. I don't like that he was chasing. I don't like that he was trying to lift. I don't like that he was trying to fix his swing. As a Braves fan, if I was a Braves fan, I'd be really pissed. But I don't like that coming in. And look, they call him what they call him, the Big Bear. That's not conducive to hot weather, lots of swings, having to go. Now, he is a DH. So does that hurt him or help him? I mean, he knows how to prepare just hitting-wise. So maybe that gives him an advantage. But in the same respect, he's not asked to just swing that much. Probably the least in-shape guy here, including the polar bear. Gunnar Henderson will be a popular favorite. At 5-1 odds, he leads the field here in home runs with 27. He's a guy that will be a popular favorite. I've watched a lot of Gunnar Henderson baseball, a lot of his at-bats. He's a line drive guy. I'm not discounting him. Look, Gunnar Henderson might be my pick to win it, but I don't know if I'd throw money on him, if that makes sense. Bobby Witt, I'm not going on. Look, Bobby Witt is my rooting interest. I love the player. I liked him when he was coming up through the minor league system. I'm a big fan. I collect baseball cards. I went all crazy on Bobby Witt. I like Bobby Witt. I love him. I think he's the best Royal since George Brett, probably, right? I mean, he's absolutely that guy. I will be rooting for him, but I just don't like his swing. No, absolutely not. 7-1, not enough. Hernandez is interesting because all of a sudden he's a home run hitter, but he never had been in his life. A lot of that has to do with what is he getting grooved, but well, he's getting grooved balls here as well. 10-1 has me thinking a little bit. Alec Boehm at 15-1 is just a no. Look, the guy has 11 home runs. This would be the upset of upsets. I mean, he's not winning this thing. I just can't. At 15-1, you could have it at 25-1. I wouldn't be going on Alec Boehm at all. I don't think that his swing is conducive for this in any way, shape, or form. I don't think he should be in this contest. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you might tell me, okay, he's in the contest, so he's got a chip on his shoulder. All right, I could buy into that, but no, absolutely not. And then you have Jose Ramirez. And here's the guy that I would throw a couple bucks on. Jose Ramirez is a guy that you don't think of as a home run hitter, but you look at his stats year after year, and he's right there, right? I mean, he's right there with maybe not the great. He's not there with Aaron Judge, but he's not going up against Aaron Judge here. You know what I mean? He's not going up against Aaron Judge. He's not doing that. You look at his home runs, he's got 23 this year, 24 last year, 29, 36, 17, 23, 39 in 2018, 29. He's good for 30 home runs or close to it. I think at 13-1, look, I like Ramirez certainly more than Bohm, certainly more than Hernandez, certainly more than Witt. Do I like him more than, and I like him more than Garcia. Do I like Ramirez more than Alonso? No, but the disparity in the odds is too much. Do I like him more than Ozuna or Henderson? Not really, but the disparity is too much. If you're asking me who's going to win this thing, it's hard to go against Alonso. I could see Ozuna. I could see Henderson. You know, my official pick, I don't want Ozuna to win. He's just a bad guy. He's just a jerk, man. You know, he just is. And it's too easy to say Alonso. I mean, I'll go Gunner, but my money's going to be on Jose Ramirez. I'll throw a couple, but 13-1 odds. I'm a guy that plays, you know, a couple thousand a game. I'll put $100 on Jose Ramirez. $100 on Jose Ramirez to get it done. That's where I'll take a shot. It wouldn't surprise me if Alonso, Ozuna, or Henderson won. It would stun me if Bohm won. It would shock me if Bobby Witt won. Hernandez, I guess I can see. Garcia, I guess I can see. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you know, you're not going with Ozuna because Major League Baseball didn't even want him really a part of the All-Star game because of the things that happened to him on off the field. So, I mean, we have to think about that. We have to think, you know, what is the outcome compared to the price tag? And I think that Jose Ramirez will be my official money pick here. And I'll throw $100 on it. All right, guys. Enjoy your All-Star weekend. I am Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. We'll be back, and you can bet on that.